Ladies and gentlemen, the movie parade.
Favorites of the cinema screen. Here we are. Each year you've seen each Hollywood queen. 100 million people in this nation. We extend this invitation. You are all invited to join our Hollywood party anywhere you are. Join us while we work and play. Okay, America, here we are.
The movie parade this week carries us to glamorous Hollywood, the town that makes a business out of showing half of the world how the other half lives. 6 months ago, Hollywood started a worldwide search for beautiful girls and handsome young men. Scouts throughout the world conducted local contests until 176,000 applicants had been tested. Out of this vast group, 30 young men and women were chosen to go to Hollywood to enact parts in Paramount's picture, Search for Beauty. These 15 girls and 15 young men had many adventures in the film capital. They made many friends, saw many famous stars, worked hard, and had a lot of fun. Let's tune in on some of them now. As our scene opens, we discover a group of the Search for Beauty contest winners congregated in one of the studio dressing rooms. It is the room of Buster Crabbe, Olympic swimming champion, noted for his Tarzan and Lion Man roles on the screen, and one of the featured players of the picture, Search for Beauty. In the dressing room with Buster are Clara Lou Sheridan and Alfred Del Cambre, contest winners from Dallas, Texas, Gwen Gill from Scotland, Julian Madison from Minneapolis, Colin Tapley from New Zealand, and Eldred Tidbury from British South Africa.
Buster, Mr. Canton says we finished with the picture.
Lucky kid. I still have 3 more days to go.
Not complaining, are you, Buster?
I'll swap places with you anytime, old man.
Complaining? I should say not. I love it.
I do wish I could stay. South Africa's a heck of a long way out.
And Minneapolis. I hate to think of it this time of the year.
I read in the paper it was 6 below 0 there yesterday.
Ouch. Speaking of 6 below, let's all go swimming this afternoon.
Oh, I'd love it.
Can you get away, Buster?
I won't know death and delay until later.
I'd sure love another dip in the Pacific before I get home.
When does your boat sail, Eldred?
Tomorrow morning, Gwen.
Say, I have an idea. Most of us are pulling out of here tonight. What do you say if we spend the rest of the day on a farewell tour of the studio?
And say toodaloo to all our friends?
Great idea.
Let's go. Come on.
What do you say, Buster?
Okay. Come in.
Ah, the gathering of the clans. Hello, you perfect physical specimens. Whither away?
We're off on a personal appearance tour, Ida. Farewell visit around the lot. Join us?
Love to. It'll be a good chance to see Freddie March. And I hope Edmund Lowe is working today.
And Sylvia Sidney.
I do hope Charlie Ruggles is around.
And Cattle Lombard.
You youngsters, you've been in Hollywood 2 months and you're still screenstruck. But gee, I hope Freddie March is here. Come on, let's go.
Let's follow Buster Crabbe, Ida Lupino, the lovely British beauty, and the Search for Beauty contest winners as they make their way through the 14 acres of giant sound stages which constitute the studio. They pause before a large door marked Stage 5, guarded by a stern-faced, uniformed man whose job is to keep just such visitors outside.
Who's shooting in here, old man?
Eddie Lowe and Victor McLaglen.
No more women, isn't it?
Yes. And no more visitors, is what the director said this morning.
Al Rogel is directing, isn't he?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's splendid, because Mr. Rogel invited me to visit the set any time I wanted to. Come on, youngsters.
Now, just a minute, ma'am.
Notice option. Come on. There's Mr. Lowe now. Gee, isn't he grand?
And Vic McLaughlin. What a swell guy he is.
Yes, and there's Sally Blaine.
All ready. Quiet, please. All right, turn him over. Turning. Okay, Eddie.
Worry, this ought to be a lesson to you.
Me?
Didn't you know that dame had $1,000 insurance on you? Banking on the time when you don't come up from the bottom?
What about it?
Well, you'll be giving the dame dough, ain't you?
Yeah, for my insurance.
Well, who do you think collects the dough when you bump off?
Why, I do, of course.
Listen to the old master, Forty. Don't take any dame too serious. There's nothing on the level.
No more women. I'm off them.
Me too, pal. Me too.
After saying goodbye to their friends, Edmund Lowe and Victor McLaughlin, on the No More Women set, the contest winners, led by Buster Crabb and Ida Lupino, continue their tour of the studio. As they pass the open door of a rehearsal stage, they hear two pianos working in harmonious unison. Slipping quietly inside the rehearsal stage, they find Arthur Johnston and Walter Ruick playing the brand new tune, I'm a Seeker of Beauty, written by Johnston and Sam Coslow. As they listen, Coslow himself is heard singing the lyrics.
I'm a seeker of beauty, beautiful soul, beautiful day, beautiful night, just a seeker of beauty, beautiful eyes, beautiful skies, beautiful sights. If I find that beautiful someone, I'll find my goal. And all that beautiful something will fill my soul. For I'm a seeker of beauty, wondering when my search will end.
Next door to the rehearsal hall is stage 12, where our visitors discover George Burns and Gracie Allen, the screen and radio comedians, appearing in a scene for Six of a Kind. And on the sidelines, trying to stifle their chuckles, are their fellow players, Charlie Ruggles, Mary Boland, W.C. Fields, and Allison Skipworth.
Burning.
Ready, George and Gracie. Camera.
Gracie, when we get inside to answer the ad, please let me do the talking. Because every day you learn more and more about less and less until finally the day will arrive when you'll practically know everything about nothing.
Oh, Judge, why don't you say things like that when we're out in company?
Look, Gracie, when we get inside, let me do the talking.
Oh, I can hardly wait to get to Hollywood.
I'll bet.
You know, my brother's out there.
Your brother?
Yeah. I had a letter from him this morning.
Don't tell me that he writes.
Yeah, not good, but
sort
he writes.
Of something, yes. Yeah.
He told me a lot of interesting things.
I'll bet he did.
He told me about my little niece.
Your niece?
Yeah, she has 3 feet now, you know.
Your niece has 3 feet?
Sure.
Brother said that in the letter. I'd like to hear about that. Sit down a minute. Your niece has 3 feet?
Yes. Yeah.
You don't happen to have an aunt that sees with her mouth, I mean.
Yeah, I have.
You have an aunt that sees with her mouth?
Yeah, she sees that the soup is hot.
Look, Gracie, when we get inside, please let me do the talking. Your little niece has 3 feet.
Well, that's what he said in the letter today. He said, you wouldn't know little Jean since you last saw her. She's grown another foot.
Gracie, when we...
Yeah, I know. Let you do the talking.
Quiet.
Oh, it's going to be hard to say goodbye to all this.
But think of all we'll have to tell the folks when we get back to Dallas.
Come on, kid. Old Pappy Crab is going to take you all and get you some donuts and coffee.
Tiffin, you mean, Buster?
All right, Ida. Call it Tiffin if you must.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
On their way to the studio cafe, the contest winners hear familiar music. It is the stirring number, Symphony of Health, from their own picture, Search for Beauty. And the strains are coming from the studio theater.
Listen, that sounds like the big production number from our picture.
It is.
Let's take a peek.
All right, let's go. There's Buster now. Going to introduce all of the contest winners.
Gosh, I'm thrilled.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. We're inaugurating Health Acres, an institution dedicated to an ideal, health through exercise. All the exercises you will see here, you can do if you work earnestly. And we expect you to work earnestly. The young men and women out there who present our program will be your instructors. They were selected in a worldwide contest and represent the athletic youth of the United States and of the British Empire. It now gives me a great deal of pleasure to present to you first your instructors from California.
Wisconsin and Minnesota. Illinois and Missouri.
Texas.
Alabama. Massachusetts. Canada. Pennsylvania. New York. Australia. South Africa. Ireland. New Zealand. Scotland. England.
Gee, that was swell.
Now, that's no way for an actor to talk after seeing himself on the screen.
Oh, no, I just meant Buster was swell.
Well, I'm heading for the last paycheck. I'm going over to the cashier's window and get the final pay envelope.
I must go along, too.
A fine idea.
How about the tiffin?
I'll have to pass it up, Buster. The pay window closes at 4 and my train leaves at 6.
Are all you youngsters leaving for home tonight?
Oh, but Tidbury, I guess.
Yes, I'm sailing in the morning.
Gee, I hate to see you go.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun together.
Say, pardon me, but you want in the casting office.
Who is it?
All of you. Mr. Dadig wants to see you.
Well, here we are. Bad news, I guess.
Retakes, I suppose.
Oh, hello, Buster.
Hello. When does Mr. Dadig want us?
Want you? It's the contest winners he wants, Buster. All 6 of them.
Well, what more?
Contracts. The front office liked your work in Search for Beauty so much that they decided to give you long-term contracts.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard another program of the Movie Parade series, especially transcribed for your entertainment. Featured in this broadcast were Edmund Lowe, Victor McLaughlin, George Burns and Gracie Allen, Larry Buster Crabb, Ida Lupino, and 6 of the 30 winners of the International Search for Beauty contest, who are featured in Paramount's exciting and spectacular comedy romance, Search for Beauty. This program was produced in Hollywood by special arrangement with Paramount Pictures. Next week, another program in the series of the Movie Parade will be broadcast by this station. Be sure to tune in.